Hi folks, welcome to the 4-Dimension Diet. This is Bhagya Swani, inventor, curator of the world's first breakthrough diet protocol that guarantees to transform you into an integral alchemist in 121 days. In the last episode, I shared with you about a deep transformation secret which detailed 11 elementary or body systems that can be rebooted, helping rapid and visible transformation. It's the digestive system of the body that we will discuss first. While I was on my journey to transform myself, I had a burning question in my mind. After sustained abuse to the digestive system for over 4 decades, I often wondered whether the 4-dimension diet is really going to work for me and how long it will take to see the shift. Will it be visible or measurable as well? As we all know that levels of abuse cannot be measured. In the earlier episodes, I had mentioned that being a gourmet chef is nothing but a dignified label for a hedonistic foodie. That is aptly applicable for me. Under the label, I must have curated scores of exotic gourmet concoctions, blatantly abusing the known law of mixing food ingredients that are inadvertently fused together in modern encyclopedia of food. For example, the Larousse, a beginner chef's bible of sort. Larousse explains each and every combination with the measures, recipes and the outcome. Well, that journey was also awesome. But I personally believe that when the need arrives internally, or when the body consciousness begins to look for reformation, it leads one to spirituality, and the other one, Ayurveda. We tend to look means and measures to go back to the basics. That we call it going back to the roots. Fortunately for us, we have a sucker in the form of Ayurveda, trusted ancient science. We are blessed. A wonderfully scripted, documented Gnostic prescription that has no time stamp. The secrets of healthy life and living the healthy lifestyle are all there. One only needs to access it at will. I had the good fortune to revisit the basic laws of understanding food and food characteristics or its properties, as described vividly in Chakra Samhita, that also warns against the use of many foods, including spices, vegetables, dairy products, fruits, to be eaten together, or rather to be fused together to get a tasty concoction that is a modern day culinary success story. I wonder if many of us know what is a molecular gastronomy. It's a blatant abuse of pure fruits and veggies that are chemically transformed as little caviar look-alike molecules or small bubbles through a very complex chemical process. It does look like a caviar, but tastes like the fruit it has been made of. And this is how they rate it as a signature dish, mainly available at Michelin grade restaurants only. I have not found one in India, as this delicacy is very expensive to curate. Besides, one needs to develop its taste similar to a caviar. Coming back to the digestive system, a complicated system that has many subsystems involved. It's a mother of all system of the body. Diagnostic process for Ayurveda detects the rhythm of the body based on one's digestive system. Until recently, I've come across only a few such Ayurvedic doctors that accurately diagnose the condition by only checking the pulse on the wrist. And let me tell you, they are bang on. Ayurveda also says there are many ailments and conditions which are invisible, immeasurable by the modern science or medical science, whatever you call it. And there is one particular aspect in Ayurveda which says Viruddha Ahara. It's a unique concept described in Ayurveda. It deals with food-to-food interaction, food processing interactions. It clearly defines that certain diet and its combination, which interrupts the metabolism of tissue, which inhibits the process of formation of tissue, and which have the opposite property to the tissue, are called Viruddha Anna or incompatible diet. The food which is wrong in combination, which has undergone wrong processing, which is consumed in incorrect dose, which is consumed in incorrect time of the day, which is consumed in a wrong season, can lead to Viruddha Ahara. Viruddha Anna or incompatible diet is a very important issue to deal with in our modern times. It is said to be the cause of many systemic disorders. It is very important to correlate the mechanism as to how Viruddha Ahara is a cause of many metabolic disorders. It is also essential to know how certain food combinations interact with each other and create a disease. With the help of modern technology and biochemistry aspects, it becomes easy to elaborate the effect of Viruddha Ahara or food-to-food interaction, which is a serious issue but not alerted one. There is no reference to it in modern medical science or modern medical nutrition, albeit a few markers of reference, that's all. And it's irony that it still sounds very esoteric and downright Indian to even an Indian. Most of these food-food interactions are harmless, but it is always better to know about some of them. As always, I've been mentioning that the four-dimension diet is grounded in modern medical science as well as ancient Indian science of Ayurveda. The 121 days diet protocol is a work of painstaking experiments that I have tried on myself and measured the transformation. Fortified with the esoteric knowledge or ways of Ayurveda to transform from a deeper cellular level. The signature stamp of this transformation is visible in my body internally as well as externally. With such a powerful curative protocol, I feel that I can transform each one of you out there too. Because I know how damn well it works. Let's go back to Viruddha Ahara. The literal meaning of word Viruddha is opposite to that nature of food. Combination of certain may have foods that have opposite properties. Opposite activities on the tissues may exert some unwanted effect on the body when processed in a particular form, may exert undesirable effects when combined in certain proportion, may have unwanted effect if consumed at the wrong time. Ayurveda has detailed various types of Viruddha Aharas. One is Disha Ahara, Disha Viruddha, which is the place. Second is a Kala Viruda, which is time. Third is Agni Viruda, which is hot. Then there is Satmya Viruda, which is wholesome. Then there is a Dosha Viruda. Then there is a Sanskar Viruda, the mode of preparation. Then there is Virya Viruda, that is potency. Then there is a Koshta Viruda, nature of digestive tract. Then there is an Avastha Viruda, state of health when you consume that food. Then there is a Kram Viruda, the sequence of the foods that you eat. Then there is a Parihar Viruda, which is a caution against certain foods. Then there is an Upachara Viruda, which is a treatment. Then there is a Pak Viruda, which is the process of cooking. Then there is a Samyoga Viruda, which is a combination of foods. Then there is a Viruda, Hridaya Viruda, that is foods which go against the heart. Then there are Sampad Viruda, that is richness of the quality. And finally, there is a Vidhu, there is a Vidhi Viruda, that's rules of eating. Then the examples of incompatibility or Virudahara. One, Virya Viruda, potency incompatibility. That is consuming fish with milk. Second, Sanskar Viruda, processing incompatibility, for example, heated honey. Matra Viruda, that is dose incompatibility. For example, honey and cow ghee mixed in equal proportion, lethal. There's a Krama Viruda, that is hot water after taking honey. So that is a Krama Viruda, that is a sequence. Then there's a Kala Viruda, which is time incompatibility. Pungent substance in summer and cold substance in winter. That's an example. Then there's a Krama Viruda, other order incompatibility, consuming curd at night. Then there's a Samyoga Viruda, which is combination incompatibility, that is fruit, salad or milk plus banana. Then there is Parihar Viruda, contraindication incompatibility, consuming cold water immediately after having hot tea. Food incompatibilities in today's perspective. Viruddha Ahara can lead to inflammation at a molecular level, create many complications in the gut, particularly that increases chances of inflammation of the gut, IBS and other autoimmune conditions. To reach to the root cause of these ailments are not difficult but impossible, as modern medicine does not have answers to address the root cause. There is no medical doctor that can ask you to test the biomarkers of such contraindicative foods which causes havoc in the system internally. Neither there is an intervention mechanism or a process available to address food incompatibilities. The four dimension diet has curated the diet, and it is for me, it immediately halted the progress of ailments. Rather, it actually eliminated these challenging conditions permanently. Few more incompatible foods I would like to give an example. Green tea or black tea and milk. Tea contains flavonoids called catechins, which have many beneficial effects on the heart. When milk is added to tea, then a group of proteins in milk called casein interact with the tea to reduce the concentration of catechins. In four-dimension diet, it's prudent to avoid tea and milk. Milk and yogurt interaction. Tea and garlic interaction. Tea contains anticoagulant compound called coumarins. When combined with garlic that also has anti-clotting properties, they may increase the risk of bleeding. Pomegranate juice and grapefruit juice. Pomegranate juice and grapefruit juice are both known to block cytochrome enzyme system in the intestine and increase blood levels. Unripe tomatoes or potatoes and alcohol. The unripe green tomatoes contain huge amount of solanin, which may interact with alcohol. Sanskara viruda. Deep frying of potatoes can develop toxic substance such as acrylamide, which can prove to be carcinogenic. Eating potato chips regularly is sanskara viruda. It is also mentioned in Ayurveda text that heating honey in sanskara viruda. Honey that is available is strongly heated before packaging. So one needs to exercise caution. Milk which contains lactogen in certain fruits such as banana and also contain common allergen may aggravate an asthmatic attack. Milk with eggs, reheated cow's milk, consuming too much sugar along with saturated fat can lead to a number of immunological disorders. It has been regularly observed in the clinics that rheumatoid arthritis patients who consume curds at night, sour food at night, complain of most morning stiffness. Apart from the biochemical effect of viruda ahara, food substance which is not liked by the person individually can lead to viruda in the body, reaction in the body. I guess this is it, folks, in this edition of podcast. More on digestive system in the next episode. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Fourth Dimension Diet. Bhagya Swani signing off. Stay healthy and stay happy.